Okay. Now there's been a lot of discussion today about music during Sphera, so I'll just do a little bit of overkill here and do a few more minutes. Just a very brief review of the minhag of music during Sphera Omer, and maybe a couple minutes at the end about a cappella music, and maybe concerts. Okay, so what's the source for the custom of not listening to music during Sphera? So many of you may know this already, but just at least as a good chazara. The original source in the Gemara, obviously, is about Rabbi Akiva and his students. That I think we all know. The Gemara says that many thousands of students of Rabbi Akiva died during Sphera Omer, obviously. Therefore, it's generally considered to be a bit of a mournful period, despite the fact that this is also the period of preparation for Matan Torah, that I think you've already had other shurim about. There's a very interesting connection between those two things, which we won't go into now. But based on that, so the Gaonim basically decided that the custom should be instituted not to, number one, take haircuts and probably shaves as well during Sphera, and number two, not to have weddings, not to get married during Sphera. Those are the two customs from the Gaonim because of the mourning of Rabbi Akiva's students. Now in Ashkenaz, a little bit later than that, there were additional things that happened during this period which made it even more of a period of Avelos. That was the Crusades and many of the other pogroms that happened. Many of them happened during this time of year. And that's, of course, why in Shul we say Av HaRachamim during this time, even if it's a Shabbos that we normally would not say Av HaRachamim, and we do Birkas HaChodesh, whatever it is. It's because many of those happened during this period. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, those are the things. And Simon talks out of Gimel, he mentions that the minug is not to shloli sa'isha, not to get married, and later on, noagin shloli taper, not to haircuts and not to have shaves during this time period. We're not going to get into the question now of the two different time periods, but right now, between Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer, everybody agrees this is included in Sphera HaOmer. From there, the Magen Avraham brings down an additional custom, and this is where it gets interesting. And the Magen Avraham says that the custom is not to have Nagu La'asos Rikudim U'Macholos. Okay, Rikudim U'Macholos are different kinds of dancing. Okay, what is Rikudim, what is Macholos? So, bit of a question. The one explanation that I saw that I thought was very nice is that Rikudim is, let's say, one or two people that are dancing by themselves. You can see two people, you know, getting at it, kicking up their legs, dancing around in a circle, whatever it is. That's Rikudim. Macholos seems to be more a group of people dancing around in a big circle. But either way, basically the custom is, according to the Magen Avraham, that is customarily not done during Sphera HaOmer. It's an extension of the same idea that constitutes Simcha, which again is not quite a wedding, but based on the wedding, the poskim understood, and the people apparently understood as the minhag, that Simcha during this time period is not so appropriate, and therefore that was not done. There's a machlokas, which we're not going to get into now, about if you're talking about a suras mitzvah, a bar mitzvah, pidyon ben, things like that, is there any more room to be makil for dancing, maybe even music? That's a machlokas, a poskim. Some poskim are actually makil about that, others are machmir. I think in terms of dancing, the minhag today, many people do have dancing at a suras mitzvah like that. Music already is a little bit more of a question. That I think is not done as much. Now, from there, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that we don't have Rikudim U'Macholos. He doesn't mention anything about music. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan here, so basically he says that you can't have Rikudim U'Macholos, but Kol Shekein She'asar L'Zamer B'Chli Zemer. Certainly you can't have musical instruments, meaning if Rikudim U'Macholos dancing is customarily not done because of Simcha, so certainly when it comes to when it comes to musical instruments, generally speaking, he says that should not be done either, because that's even more Simcha than having dancing. That's, again, this is basically, even though the Aruch HaShulchan is the one who said it, but when you get to the modern poskim, almost all the poskim accept this. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvas here, look at all the Achronim, Rav Moshe, Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Avadya, the Az Nibru, Shevet Halevi, accept that it's not custom, the minhag is not to have dancing and also not to have music. There is a minority opinion that holds that recorded music is okay. This was attributed supposedly to Rav Soloveitchik. Of course, it's not in print, but it's around. You can find quotes from Soloveitchik. There, Soloveitchik held that if it's private listening to recorded music, meaning let's say in your ear or something like that, so they're generally speaking, you know, is understood that the Rav thought that maybe that was okay. That's not as much simcha as it would be with live musical instruments. Most of the Arposkim hold that that's not okay. They hold that even if you're listening to recorded music, the same simcha idea that occurs with musical instruments, most of the Achronim say the same thing applied here also. The other factor to take into account, which again we don't have time to get into now, but many of them mention this, Rav Moshe mentions this, Rav the Sisal Gezer, Rav Waldenberg mentions this as well, is the fact that music actually should have been usher all year round. Okay, and this is not our topic now, you may or may not know about this. The Chorban, there's a major, major issue that maybe music should be usher the whole year. So we're Mekel, okay, we're Mekel. Why are we Mekel? Nobody really knows, but there are kulas, okay, whatever the reason is, which we're not going to get into now, certain types of music, maybe it's hard for us without music, whatever the case is, again, that's another shir. Not for now, you got to go to the halachas of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and soon, I think it's tough Kof Samach to discuss that more. But what Rene Achronim say is that even if we're Mekel the rest of the year, perhaps it's appropriate to be a little bit more Machmir during Sfira. Now, based on that, some even farther, and they say recording a person's voice is also usher. Maybe not Rav Moshe, but the Tzitzel Yezer for sure, and a few other Achronim also, say that maybe even listening to a recording of a person's voice actually should be included in Minug as well. Now, is that what most people do? I think that the more common Minug is not to hold that way. Meaning that's a personal Chumrah that you can take, and personally, I actually have that Chumrah, and some other people here I know also have that Chumrah. But the strict halacha seems to be that a person recording a person's voice is probably okay. But again, understand where the Achronim are coming from. Those that are Machmir say, well, during the rest of the year, really, we should ask for music. So we don't, but during Sfira, we should be a little bit more Machmir. Beseder. Now, based on that, what's the story with a cappella music? So again, the minhag is many people, and I think many are Rabbanim, the majority of poskim would say that a cappella music is probably mutter because it's simply recording of a person's voice. Okay, again, with the exception of the Tzitzel Yezer, and maybe the Shevet Halevi, and a few others that the Piskei Tshuvos quotes, some of which I saw inside, that seem to say that even from a person's voice is usher. But most people would probably say that's not the case. However, Rav Belsky, from the one of the postmen of the OU, and from Torah Vadas, has a really interesting article in his name on the web, on matzav.com. If you want to see it, it's right here. I can show you later. He has a whole analysis of what a cappella music really is. And basically what he wants to argue, again, I'm not saying this is accepted by everybody, but just understand, he wants to argue that different kinds of a cappella music, basically he says there are certain types of a cappella music that are made by computer-enhanced sounds, digital-enhanced sounds that a human voice cannot make themselves. And he has a whole analysis here, which I'm not going to go into because I don't understand all of it. Pitch of the notes, the timing of the notes, the grid, there's a whole bunch of things here you have to read. It's really interesting. And basically what he says is he believes that any type of a cappella music which is also enhanced or expanded by computer in a way that a human voice could not do by themselves, he believes is included in the same minug as regular recorded music, which he says should not be done. Okay? Again, I can't say everybody agrees with that, because I think a lot of Rabbanim would tell you that the bottom line is that clay zemer, musical instruments, is the real minug. And a cappella music is not really clay zemer. Yes, it may be computer enhanced, but it's not really clay zemer. It's, at the end of the day, still a person's voice that has been expanded, tinted, made it sound a little more like a computer. But again, that's the discussion. So there seems to be ample room to be machmir about a cappella music, but at the same time, the main minhag seems to be that that one could be making about a cappella music. In terms of concerts, so of course, it's very much of a gray area. In terms of a cappella concerts, so this question wasn't really dealt with yet in the poskim, as you can imagine. It's not very not a very old concept. It's pretty new. The question of the digital enhancements, I'm not sure. I assume the digital enhancements are not done at a concert, even on a cappella music. I assume that what it is basically you have a bunch of people that are singing together in a choir without any type of computer enhanced or anything else that's making their voices sound a little bit better. That's my guess. Anybody know if I'm wrong? Am I right or I'm wrong?
Right.
I'm right. Okay. So Oliver Belsky's Tainas, I would say, you're sure about that, right? Okay. Oliver Belsky's concerns about a cappella music that's recorded probably would not apply to a concert. However, on the other hand, as you all well know, because this is an issue, the question is, when you're talking about rikudim mecholos, of dancing in a circle is a problem, and musical instruments is a problem, is the amount of simcha that you get from an a cappella concert any less than the amount of simcha you would get from rikudim mecholos and from listening to record musical instrument music? Not clear. It may depend on the exact nature of the concert, of what's being done. If it's being done as, nice, slow music, inspirational music, this I discussed a little bit with Rory Lerner earlier today, that already I think that more people would be willing to say that that's okay. If it's being done as something to excite you and get you into it and sing along, go crazy, so that already may seem to be more in the category of rikudim and mecholos, but again, because it's not an absolute, it's not dancing, it's not an actual musical instrument, so there's room to say that maybe it's not usher, okay? So at the end of the day, again, this is my personal opinion. Ask around, obviously you already know there are different opinions about this. I think that we could say that this is something which, technically speaking, is probably not absolutely under the minhag. It's probably a bit of a gray area. In terms of the spirit of the law, though, it seems to be that, again, depending on how it's done, but if it's indeed something which is done in a very exciting, exhilarating type of way, which is, by the way, I think how it was advertised, so it may be that perhaps for somebody to go is not included in the spirit of the law. In terms of whether the people are allowed to play, so this already Rav Schechter discussed artificially, but I think most poskim would say that for the people to play is probably not as much of an issue because of the fact that for them it's a bit of a parnasa, it's not the same thing. For people to go, again, is more of a question. Rav Schechter, supposedly, again, I didn't hear it from him, supposedly he said that it's up to each and every individual to decide for themselves whether they want to go, which means, again, it's not us, or it means you have to think about it. It may not be in the spirit of the sphere of dancing, but again, at the end of the day, is it absolutely wrong? Not necessarily. Depends on who you ask. Okay, yashar koach, everybody.